Podcast number 3, Managing Cravings.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
Hi, Carla. Did you talk to Andre today?
Not yet, but I'm seeing him soon.
How's he doing with the quitting smoking thing?
A little shaky, but he's hanging in there.
I was looking at some information from High Tops, and it looks like we got our work cut out for us.
What did you find out?
We gotta help Andre when he has a craving to smoke.
What's a craving? What's that all about?
It says here that a craving is a strong desire to use tobacco. It is sometimes described as a hunger or thirst. A craving can sometimes be felt as a response to a trigger, but sometimes can occur when there is no triggers.
Does that happen all the time?
It can happen any time after quitting. It can happen within the first 3 days of quitting, or happen a week, months, and sometimes years after quitting.
Why is craving such a big problem?
Craving is a feeling, but the feeling can turn to a negative action, such as using tobacco again.
So how do we help Andre when he gets a craving?
I think of it like playing a game of cards. The players with the most aces wins the game. If you play each ace, you do better in the game, feel me?
What are those aces?
The first ace is the delay using the cigarette. It says here that craving are strongest in the first 7 to 10 minutes. If you delay, the craving could go away.
Cool. What's the next ace?
The next ace in the deck is distraction.
So we have to keep Andre too busy to smoke.
Exactly right.
Okay, what's next?
The next ace is drink a lot of water.
This sounds so simple.
Simple for us, but hard for him when he's feeling a craving.
I hear you.
The fourth ace is deep breathing.
I do that sometimes. When I see my boss looking in my direction, it calms my nerves.
Yeah, these aces work for anybody.
Hey, here comes Andre.
What's up, Andre?
I'm okay, but I'm glad I came over to see you.
Why, what's up?
Remember you said that I could call you if I wasn't feeling good about this quitting smoking thing?
Sure. Are you sick?
No, but I was home alone and there's nothing on TV. I was bored and thinking about going out and getting a cigarette. Then I remembered we were getting together this afternoon.
So you didn't get cigarettes. You waited until you saw us.
That's cool. Did you drink any water?
Yes. I'm a fish. I have been taking deep breaths, squeezing my squeeze ball. I even did some crunches.
How about getting a can of paint and painting a room?
Don't laugh. I did that yesterday.
Crossword puzzles? Computer games? Listening to your iPod?
Did it, did it, did it.
Knitting a scarf.
I don't knit.
You can learn.
You're kidding me, right?
Hey, you can make me a hat.
Now I know you're kidding me.
No, I'm just helping you remember that. Research has shown that an average craving lasts 7 to 10 minutes, then fades. The craving can occur 72 hours after quitting, when the worst withdrawal symptoms have subsided. The best way to successfully get through the cravings is to expect them and have a plan of action when they occur.
Thanks, Einstein. How do you know all of that stuff?
It's in the brochure you gave me when you said you wanted me to help you quit.
Yeah, we are stacking your deck with the aces. Delay, deep breathing, drink water, and do something fun with us.
Oh, right. I remember now. Hey, thanks.
No problem. Do you feel like playing some ball?
Great, let's go. As long as I don't have to knit.
This concludes podcast number 3, Managing Cravings. Tune in next week to learn about how to cope with stress.